What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Turn the fucking beat up!
What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise.
Let's create.
Nah, not yet.
I'm ready to create now.
Nah, not yet. Hold on.
No, let's create now.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Viral?
You missed that one too, they did, goddamn.
Oh, for real? Check, 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 check. We up in this thing.
Chickity, chickity, check, check.
All right, y'all, it's another mini. I keep saying it's an episode of the mini shows of the da-da-da-da-da. Look, it's me and
Neezy,
man.
We'll get it together.
It's Big Papa Skeet, me, and then
Big Mama Neezy.
And then we got
Big Baby London.
And then his elves, and we got Hen Dog.
Big Hen Dog.
You know what I'm saying? Whole family, big family shit. So, speaking of big family shit, latest development. So, we posted a video this week. London started talking. Well, she's been talking, but like she's talking. Damn near talking now.
No more?
Chicken nugget.
Oh, you shy? You ain't got nothing to say now?
What?
What you got to say? Oh, she said ain't nobody shy up in here.
And then what?
Yeah, tell me all about it.
Ask her the question that we all want to know, babe. No, ask her the question, and she better give us the truth. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Did you hear the question? Let me repeat it. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? What's your answer? Really? I didn't know. I didn't think that. Let's see. Survey says, you're wrong.
Demerit. That's all you got, London Chanel?
No more?
London Chanel.
Well, I just want to tell you, I love you, London. I love you.
How do you feel about, are you worried that your daughter is about to like start like?
Why would I be worried?
I don't know. She may be developing too fast. She might be like, shut up, mom. Like her first words might be, shut up.
Nah, it's not going to be that. Not with the kind of little bond we have. We be laughing and talking all day. We play. So it'd be more so some corny, the kisses and it ain't going to even be. It's not corny. She might even say dog first because I show her the dog all day. She gives the dogs treats.
Her first word is gonna be what up though.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think it's made gonna that be up. What up though.
Why you think that? It's gonna goodbye though?
No, it ain't gonna be none of that.
Okay, you
I
say
told
that.
You I think it's gonna be dog. Because we're always showing the dog, we play with the dog, I really think it's gonna be dog.
If you say so.
I don't think it's gonna be no damn what up though.
Either way though, like we said, we're here to support her and whatever her talents and abilities are. Cause you know, we building stuff and I seen a post where it was like, you know, don't build a business to hand down to your kids. You should build a business that's on autopilot. And then that way, if something happens to you, it continues to generate money for your kids. That way, if they choose to run it.
Now you want to talk?
That way, if they choose to run it, then you know what I'm saying? Like, then they can. But if not, then they'll still be making money off of it.
Exactly.
And that's what we about. You know what I'm saying? I always say that on my timeline. People, like, we're not doing the same things, right? So, like, everybody's on social media. That's cool and all, right? But, like, we're not really on here to I mean, yes, it's fun and all, but how can I say this? We marketing and we doing shit, right? We not out here to just like for shits and giggles, right? So a lot of people just like to be on there talking about people and doing all types of other stuff. But it's like we pushing products and stuff. So like, you know, we selling the merch for the podcast, you selling your products, which has been going well lately.
Very well.
Like,
yes.
It seemed like ever since you had the baby, like you've been doing more and more.
Uh-huh.
Talk about how that process has been, though, because you didn't want to take a break. You were still like damn near pregnant. And yeah, no, up until you sold some a week or two before you went into the hospital. Orders came in while you were in labor, literally. Yes. And then you came home still sore, still stitched up and everything, and still got the orders
and got them out.
Why though? Why you ain't take a break? Like most people would have just took time so that they can be a mom and...
No, because the minute you take a break, somebody else step in and steal your customers, then you're all forgotten about.
You don't think that that's a false...
Nah, I don't think it's false. It's very well true, because don't you forget about rappers when they go away? They had their babies or they just take a hiatus for a while.
And somebody else fill that spot. But if your stuff is dope, it's going and timeless, it doesn't matter who else is out there, right?
Nah.
Because people got short attention spans.
Exactly. People been and forgot about you. Once they forgetting, it's like, oh shit, I ain't seen such and such in so long. Okay, let me try them again. And then they keep forgetting to try you again.
You know what the problem is?
What?
It's not a problem. But, we come from a long line, like we hustlers. Like yeah. You come from a family of hustlers. I come from a family of hustlers. I feel like London gonna be a hustler just cause like sure it's on both sides, and that's just a hustle mentality, right? Now, what I do like is we do have a balance. We do like, you know what I'm saying, have family time and do make time to spend with each other, but we hustling. And my thing is because
ain't no other way.
Well, that and we have a vision for how we want to see things and. And so oftentimes, like even with this show, it's us trying to school people or give people tutorials on how you can go about, you know what I'm saying, getting yours. And exactly. One of the things we always say is, man, don't worry about who's supporting you, right? Just keep going. Because people be mad when their family members don't support them or their friends don't buy none of their stuff. Like they don't listen to their music.
Because you would think that your friends and family would support you the most. But like we said, you get more support from folks you don't even know. Those be the ones out here buying your orders, telling other folks about it.
Yeah.
Getting your name out there, and then you get repeat customers from people you don't know. Friends and family, you can't count on them.
Why you think that is? Is it a jealousy factor? Is it a, well, I could do that?
Yeah, a lot of times it is. A lot of times it is, and it's just like, yeah, well, I can do it too. Or I don't really care what they doing over there. Yeah, I talk to you all the time, but... I don't care to support your business. I still want to go with who I know, this celebrity over here.
That okay, so right there. That be my thing. If you don't fuck with it, you don't fuck with it. If you think, oh, well, I could do that shit, which you probably can't. You just in your mind think you could, but you ain't going to do it at the same level or the same like expertise and attention to detail and all this and that, that like we're doing it at. But in the prime event that you feel like, oh, well, I'm going to go elsewhere. They would rather go support a celebrity that they don't even know, that don't even know them, that don't give less than a damn about them, than support you.
Yeah, they do. Because I still have never grasped why. You know what I mean?
It's a sense of self-worth and importance.
For me, if I know exactly who you are, and I know that you are, especially if I know that you're clean, yeah. I'm going to support you.
If you know that they clean, what you mean? you ain't buying nothing from no dirty motherfucker.
No. So say if you make face cream over here.
Ah, okay.
I personally know you, and I know that
if you got a bunch of cats. I ain't buying nothing.
I'm not buying no damn face cream from you. No. Now, if I've been in your house, I've seen how it's clean, your workstation is clean, then I will buy your product. Oh, if God. I know you.
That's just you being a neat freak. Hold
That's
on.
Me being a neat freak, yes. But like if you sell a t-shirt or something, I don't care if you clean or not.
What if it's a shirt? What if it's a bag of rice?
I ain't buying no damn bag of rice from nobody. I'm probably going to stop eating fucking rice after that damn bag.
Yeah.
So why he brought that up is we had a bag of rice that I was getting ready to make some stir fry with. And we went to get the rice out the cabinet, and the rice was not old. We just got it last week when we went grocery shopping.
Shit was moving around in the bag.
Yeah, the shit was moving. I'm like, the fuck is wrong with the rice? And then as I kept looking, there's like all these damn bugs inside of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, you know, when you get rice that there's the bugs have their little it's egg larvae in there.
It's in all your food. Yeah, it's in your all peanut in butter. There.
My dad was like, yeah, he was like, you could. He was with the white folks. Like, you could still just rinse it and eat it. It's bugs and everything. And I was like, I damn sure ain't about to do it. Nah, hell nah. He was like, well, you know, it's bugs and everything that you get.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them you just don't see.
Yeah.
And so he was like, from now on, when you buy a bag of rice, as soon as you get it, even before you open it, stick it in the refrigerator. So if there are any bugs and eggs in there.
So it's one of those things where as long as you don't know.
Yeah.
the less you know.
Because, I mean, you rinse your rice before you boil it anyway.
That's what I said, but you wasn't alive.
I wasn't finna rinse that shit and then eat it.
Do you not kill crawfish before you eat them?
That's different.
It's boiling water. Different. What's the difference? Crawfish are like the roaches of
those,
the sea.
These was little tiny.
Crawfish are little tiny. I won. No.
These was like little bugs that be crawling all on the floor. And you don't know, bro.
They look like they have wings.
They did have wings.
So they not
nasty.
Crawling on the floor. They be flying.
They was flying.
We getting off
nasty.
Topic. We get off. We way off topic.
We are. Get back to. So anyway,
people supporting these celebrities before they support you. Now I'll say this. I'm different, right?
I'm gonna support my folks.
We gonna support our people because we believe in that. For the past like 4 years now, I think it is 4 or 5 years. I'll buy my Adidas stuff. Which even then, you see me, I ain't even bought no Adidas stuff because. They don't have shit no more. Like,
exactly.
I only buy black owned stuff. I get Amazon packages too, and it'd be a black brand or a black business or somebody sure I went does. To school with or somebody that I know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm about us, right? Masterpiece shit, right? And even on my timeline, I'm about promoting businesses and this and that. The problem be like people don't be as consistent, but that's neither here nor there. I give it a shot, right? Now I have the rare thing with me is like my family does support me. Like, all my cousins look out, you know what I'm saying? All my friends look out, everybody listening to the show, people buying merch. So I don't really suffer from that, right? But my whole thing has always, I operate with the mind of, I'm going to give them something to support, right? Because a lot of times people be skeptical of stuff because we know. People's, again, that mentality of, oh, I could do that, and then you do it, but then you realize how hard it is and how much it really takes to do it, and you're not really passionate about it, and then you move on.
Yeah.
Okay, why would somebody support that if you just a fly-by-night type of thing, right? Like, we know this, right? Everybody doing merch now, right? Now, merch is cool, because but understanding what merch means, like for me, merch is right now is the only tangible or the main tangible way that I can monetize my podcast until I get to a certain level to where I can get the sponsorship. Now, I got sponsorships too, but the merch is like moving. Okay. It's other people out here with clothing lines. There's other people out here that just do t-shirts, but just because they see these clothing lines or they see people selling merch, I'm gonna sell me some shirts too. What does your shirt represent? Because people are not buying the shirt. They're buying what it represents. Mm-hmm. People are not buying Inaudible Ruckus t-shirts. They're buying from me because they fuck with me.
Exactly.
So if you're going to go out here and start selling t-shirts and doing whatever else, why would they do? Like, think to yourself, what am I doing that like makes people want to fuck with me? Right? What about my product? And it ain't necessarily about what makes it special, but what makes you stand out? Where's the appeal to make them want to support it? That's where marketing comes in, because I believe marketing is good storytelling. You have to have a good story that people can buy into, right? Now, me and our brand and even the Skeeters and everything that's associated with me is just built on authenticity, right? So we just talk about it. We just be us and people fuck with us, right? So we tap into that. Now, if you get into Hollywood and stuff, people make up stories and do all this and that, and you know what I'm saying, go off of that.
You don't even know actually who these folks are.
We don't know who they are for real, right? Remember Vanilla Ice was supposed to be like that nigga, and come to find out he was just some white guy they just found. They wrote the songs for him, taught him how to dance a little bit, dropped him off in the hood,
mm-hmm.
rolled a couple blunts, drank some beer. Next thing you know, he was gangster until Suge Knight tried to throw his ass off a roof. Then it was like, okay, well, he's not gangster.
Exactly.
You know, but that's neither here nor there. My point is, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got to support ourselves, especially the people that's really out here doing it. Like, we've been doing Inaudible Ruckus for like 5 years, going on 6. Like, we damn near at 300 some episodes, right? Now, and not even just me, but it's people out here that's really talented, that's really doing things. Like, I know we be tired of the music sometimes, but it's good artists out here that's actually making good music. support them, check them out. You know what I'm saying? It's other businesses out here. Like, instead, like, remember it was a wave going on where people was boycotting all these designer brands because of the ads. They was being racist about this. They was being racist about that. Is it so hard to go buy black brands?
Because but see, I mean, like you were saying, we're not going to get too deep into it, because I had started supporting all black clothing. Mm-hmm. And I was buying my clothes and, you know, dresses, leggings, pants and all from
black companies,
black owned companies. But then what happens is they stop being consistent.
Yeah. They don't ship you. That's the other thing, too. People are buying
from
you.
Or you don't get tracking information. So that's why
they hold on to your shit for 3 months.
And don't give you no updates. Naturally Nay, y'all don't go. There's no longer than 10 days. Mm-hmm. Stuff is shipped out within 10 days. Most of the time sooner, but 10 days is my max.
Yeah. Because you got to care. And that's the thing. Like not only, it's not about the money too, because I think that's the problem with people. They see other people doing it. They just want to make money and they jump in and stuff.
And you got to have a level of professionalism and you have to know customer service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you get your order, you got to send out those emails letting customers mm-hmm. know, hey, we know that we are aware that you just placed an order. Thank you, blase, blase.
Yep.
Your order will be processed. You'll get an email with tracking.
Yep.
Like, you got to do stuff like that, not just, all right, y'all just purchased something. Okay, did I get an email? Well, did I get an order number?
Not only that, but a lot of y'all out here that is selling stuff, like, DM me for more. Like, man, just go get a site built.
Yeah.
E-commerce. Man, e-commerce helps. It's good for tracking purposes. It's good for tax purposes because, like, invoices are generated. You got proof, like, so you ain't got to sit up there. Because remember when we first started, I had, like, a little ledger. I had a spreadsheet that had, like, the order number, this product. But then when I converted into the actual online store, like, it sorts all of that data for me. It lets you know what your best-selling product is. When it came time for taxes or whatever, and we had to determine how much of our revenue came from Inaudible Ruckus shirts and then how much came from Naturally Nay, we was able to just split that shit out. It generated a report into a PDF or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, this is how much you sold from Naturally Nay. This is how much you sold off. And then for me, I know which t-shirts is hot. When I come up with these different designs, okay, this design sold more, this design was hot, this design isn't. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot. It's just a lot. But,
and you just got to have the patience to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But and you got to want it. You got to want it, though. Right. And not just the money aspect, but like you got to find something you're passionate about and then learn to hustle to it. Right. But no, I think that's the problem. People don't be having the hustle and they feel like, oh, if you could do that shit, then I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you got to make it. But when it's your passion and it's something that you actually love doing, it doesn't feel like work.
Yeah. What's for you is for
you. So it's fun to you. And you just out here, you get it done quick and easy. I mean, sometimes some of it's not quick and easy, but it's quick to you because it's mm-hmm. you sitting up here taking your time, you know, mastering your craft.
It's not time consuming. My exactly. thing, and I've told people this on the podcast, like, think about what you liked to do when you were a kid, when you was like 13 years old, before the pressures of the world and everything kind of took over and you had to like man up and have responsibilities, or you went out here and people told you you couldn't do this or this and that. What did you purely like to do when you were a child? And tap back into that. You know what I'm saying? Find a way to get paid for it and stuff. But to be out here just trying everything, you could try it.
Get paid to vacation.
We know. but it's possible. You could be a travel blogger. And there's people out here that get paid for that.
Yeah.
And they pay for everything and they just send you around and you just write about it. You know what I'm saying? But again, that's the thing too with social media. And I say this too. And you know this, right? You be somewhere, you pull your phone out, you record it. Why you gotta pull your phone out? There you go, putting it on social media. If I'm trying to be a food blogger, I'm gonna take a picture of my food before I eat it. If I'm trying to be a travel blogger and we go somewhere and stuff, I'ma tag it and do this and that.
Picture of every destination.
That's how you get those influencer deals and stuff. That's if you're trying to do that. Now, if you're just doing it and you just spamming and stuff, then you tripping, you bugging, and you know what I'm saying? Nobody cares. But like even with me, like what I started to do is so that I can experience it. Like I'll take pictures and I'll tag this and that or whatever, whatever. I'll take the pictures and all that, and then I'll just kick it. Right, the first 5 minutes of us being there or whatever, take a picture, whoop de whoop, do the video, pan around, whoop de whoop, put the phone up, hang out, do my thing. Then when we get back home later on that night, then I'll post it. You know what I'm saying? And like tag it somewhere. I learned that too because niggas be popping up on you when you use your tags and shit.
They sure
No, and this is my problem, right? I didn't think that I was important enough because, again, who am I, right? But you be with me. Uh-huh. People start like popping up on me like at places and shit. Like
and we was, ruining your damn. And you be like, bro, this
you
is
at
not
the restaurant
for you.
Eating and blow, what up? And I'm like, I'm nobody, y'all. I'm really nobody, right? And then we was at the movies that time, and the dude, low gross, what's up? And I'm like, bro, now mind y'all, if this was Detroit, I would understand because I grew up with a lot of y'all. I seen y'all. We went to school together. I know your cousin, brother, sister, mother, like cool. But I'm in Houston, right? They
shit,
know yo, me.
We was at the gym one time.
Yeah. People like it's people that I don't work with, people that, you know what I'm saying, hey, hello, what's up? And then it just be a recurring thing. It's like, hey, what's up?
The guy was like, yeah, man, I seen you was at the gym. We played basketball together. Remember that? And it was like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Shout out
y'all
to that
folks weird.
Shout out to that one barber too that fucked my shit up, but follows me and listens to the podcast, man. Shout out to you, bro. I hope you have plenty of clients. Because I won't be one of them. So
master your craft. That's all you gotta do.
Nah, so I'm working on mastering a couple crafts. So I think I'm a rapper. I also think I'm a comedian. I feel like I can do it just because, you know what I'm saying, I've lived a real life. One of the shows we've been watching, now I'm even more encouraged. We was watching the Miss Pat show.
I like that
show. I love that show because it's raw. It's authentic. It's authentic, and it shows that, like, there's a place for that. I remember a couple years back where, like, one of the criticisms was, oh, it's too ghetto. Y'all just too ghetto. You got to do this. Now, you can't get by the... Yeah, well, I mean, but no. But what I learned is, and here's the love affair.
Let people be them.
That, too. But there's a love affair with the ghetto, right?
Yeah.
People hate the ghetto and despise it and turn their nose up at it, but they secretly like want to be ghetto and want to like experience that because they enjoy it. It's a catharsis because it's a form of expression to where like it's free. It's freeing being yourself. It's no stress. You don't have to put on and do this now because you just organically being you, right? And I think the Miss Pat show speaks to that, but it also shows what we talk about, being the best you, because while you may be ghetto, quote unquote, each experience is a learning experience.
Yeah.
And I thought it was funny because there were certain parts of the episode where like she was going through stuff that we described, like how would we act if London got in trouble at school? And then she had her daughter was fighting in school and she had to go up there. How do you do when you got to talk to your kids about sex? How do you do when you got to deal with racism? When she found out that her other daughter was gay, like, you know what I'm saying? Like all of these things. And even if she react the way that, you know, we would know that for our mamas to react, then there was teaching that went on from that. Like she got the jokes off, but then it proceeded to become an education and not a boring type of education thing, but like, this is new times that we living in and you can't stay limited in that box. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was what was even more appealing about the show, on top of the jokes and her just being funny.
Yeah, exactly.
So, do you see some characteristics of like your mom in there? Because I definitely seen some.
Oh,
of mine.
Yeah.
Because we got black mamas. If you got black mama, you already know.
Especially just like how she just was cussing her damn kids out. And it wasn't just to be mean. It was just like out of love. Like, man, just sit the fuck down.
I think it was to be mean. Some of that was to be mean.
Not all the time. Because, I mean, a lot of times that's just how they talk.
Yeah.
That is just how they talk. And I did like how, and, you know, I talk about it every day, too. Me and my mama, we talk about how America is just so fucking sensitive now.
Yeah.
Like sometimes
everything
it's like,
you
nah,
can't say that,
just laugh. Some of the shit is just a joke, just fucking laugh, stop being a damn prude about
no,
it.
No, you can't say that,
just fucking giggle, you know, you gotta live.
That's offensive.
If you take offense to it, don't listen to the joke, just walk away. Like shit, some other folks know that it's just a damn joke.
I am appalled.
That's what, and I mean, talking back to our last episode, that's why I like Andrew Schultz so much, because it's like, it's just a fucking joke.
Yeah,
laugh.
And
if you
was
don't like
it,
fuck you.
And you was thinking it though. That'd
exactly.
be people's problem. Like they just it goes back to the other thing. People just mad because they didn't get a chance to say it.
Yeah,
that's all it is. People just be mad because they didn't do shit, and they be mad at you for doing shit. That's really what it is. So another one of our shows. So we binge watched Miss Pat. Another show that I feel like is underrated that a lot of people don't talk about. And we start recommending shows to people because, you know, everybody got their preferences. And then what's the famous line people always hit you with? Damn, I just couldn't get into it like that. All right, well, shut up. And certain things. I judge niggas by the books that they read and the shows that they watch. Right? Because you could tell who just watches shows because everybody else says it and who just really like trying to like explore their interests and things that they like. Animal Kingdom. right? Yeah. Which is basically a show. It's basically Grand Theft Auto.
Into a show.
They just doing heists. It's a family. It's based off an Australian movie. Which I read I read it. I didn't see the movie, but the movie, it sounded like the movie was lit, but the show is even litter. And it's almost like White Power. Damn, that didn't sound right.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Neezy here. I wanted to make sure that y'all go and get your Naturally Nay Instant Moisture Duo. That's right. You know, this Instant Moisture Duo can be used on braids, locks, twists, beards, and all of your natural hair. The moisturizer is all natural ingredients. One of our key ingredients, aloe vera. You know, aloe vera is really great for your scalp. And our oil blend is a mixture of the best oils that you can use to promote hair growth and give your hair a good shine and overall just a natural glow. So you're getting two amazing products. Make sure you go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturallynay. And also you can follow us on Instagram at naturally_nay, N-A-E-E.
Power if it was white, like instead of drug dealing in a nightclub, they own like a, they like surfers and yeah, whatever. That didn't come out right.
Yeah, nah, bro.
White power.
Just keep going.
Do you like Animal Kingdom? Do you watch the Revolution?
They gonna hate your ass. Not the fuck you over there talking.
White
about.
Power. This MAGA ass nigga.
Yes, I like Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom is a good show. You know me. I like shows where you're kicking ass,
mm-hmm.
you're doing your heist crime.
And taking names, no plan.
I like shows that's just raw, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it got some, it's gory too. I like shit like that. I'm not a killer, but.
It's not gory. Like it come on TNT. It's on network television.
It's gory because they be splitting folks' heads open
and shooting folks and stuff.
Exactly.
I like it because the family dynamic, though. That's really what it is. It's the family dynamic. And it just shows, you know, the changing of the tide. We all know what it's like when the matriarch of the family pass away and then those dynamic shifts. It's a little bit of a pissing contest up front. And then it becomes kind of like who can handle the business the best or like who could keep things afloat. And that's what we see in the dynamic happen between the nephew and the uncles and that shit. And then, you know, because they all brothers, but they all got different dads.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a thing. Another show. Oh, no. So we also been watching Raising Kanan, too. What are your thoughts on that? Because that's another one. Family business. It's a sister and her brothers and they nieces and nephews and everybody in the business doing their thing together.
It's actually, to me, it's a good show. I do like how the mom is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And
she gets shit done.
I do like that. And even in cases, sometimes things pop up and you'd be like, oh man, how's she gonna get herself out of this one?
She gets out.
She do. She gets out. And then she be showing these little niggas who's boss.
Yeah.
Even the ones who think they big and bad and they'll come and try to take her out. Yeah. She be like, bitch, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm down for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's how my mom is. That's how she raised me. So mm-hmm. That's why I can actually relate to the show. Like, we ain't no drug dealers or nothing. But.
Right. I don't do that.
Just like
only natural hair care products.
Exactly. Like how you
products.
Carry yourself and like how you be like, bruh, we all got shit out here. We all got family. I ain't scared of your shit. I know how to take care of me.
Yeah.
And if you come my way, I'm just going to have to step to you like this and we're going to go toe to toe.
Yeah. I think one of the things and a lot of the people that I've been seeing as far as the timeline goes, is like, okay, we know how Kanan ends up being because of the original Power series, but it's one of those things where it's like, when are we going to get to that? And I like how they kind of showing his development and it's showing that he's similar to how Tariq was. You know what I'm saying? Where you growing up in a family and you want to learn the business and they don't really want to teach it to you. And I don't know. I have different feelings about that. I understand not wanting your kids to be a part of the shit, but if they just at all costs showing that they just going to be a part of it and that they don't, you know what I'm saying? They not, no matter how far you try to keep them away from it, they always going to get it. You might as well guide them through it versus trying to fight that shit.
Yeah, because I mean, even when you try to keep your kid away from it, like you said, it's going to come around them no matter what. Mm-hmm. So you don't want your kid out here being the slow duckling.
Yeah.
The little one that gets lost.
Out here making dummy mistakes. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And the people come creeping around the corner. You don't know how to watch your back. You don't know how to look around. And they can sneak you. And you don't know what's going on.
I told you, my mama fake kidnapped me twice. I told that story on the pod where she snatched me up in a van and was like, next time, watch where you at. And I'm like, what? She used to put me out the car. Like, you recognize where you at? Like, she used to always say, pay attention to where you are so you always know how to get home. And I'm a kid. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then one time, she just like, she pulled up, like, get the fuck out the car. Me and one of my friends, I can't remember who I was with. I don't think it was one of my main friends, but it was me and some other person. And she put us out and drove off. And I'm like, and they like, for real, bro? I'm like, bro. And I just started walking. And then what happened was she went to go run an errand, but then she was circling around, like, still watching to see how we was going to, like, react or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then pulled back up and picked us up. But, like, that's one of those things. Like, you'd be like, man, that's crazy. But you always know your surroundings. You always know where you at. You know how people are like, I'm lost. What side of town is what? And what I tell you, even when we out of town, as long as I know where North is, like, I can figure out where we are.
Exactly.
And I know, remember we was out there in San Francisco, and I was navigating through San Francisco like I live there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even when we was down there in the islands. And, you know, that shit, they drive on the other side of the road and shit, but we always knew where we was at. Like, it's just having that level of awareness. Because, you know, even growing up, I was taught that there's no such thing as out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You always got to keep your head on a swivel in this net. Because if you feel like, oh, somebody just came from out of nowhere, no, you just wasn't looking hard
enough.
Exactly. You feel me? And I know that shit sound harsh. It sound intense, y'all. But we grew up in an intense environment. You feel me?
And it's even more intense now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you move to the suburbs, then you ain't got to worry about that.
Nah, it's still the same. So.
No, it's not.
I grew up in the suburbs. It's still intense.
You
just have a different level of crime in the suburbs.
You didn't grow up in an affluent suburb. You grew up in an adjacent suburb. It's a difference.
It's just a different level of crime in the suburbs.
It's a difference between living in Westland versus West Bloomfield.
Crime and dangers is all around.
You sound like the people in Detroit. It's the difference, bro. No, because I'm saying police
presence. How do I sound like the people in Detroit?
Because they be like, it's crime everywhere. It's like, bro, they not shooting babies in the head week like how they do in Detroit. The frequency and intensity of it. Okay, but then they kidnapping
them in the suburbs.
No. I understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is certain neighborhoods, like, for instance, when I was living back in Michigan, I stayed in Farmington Hills, but I was right on the border of Farmington Hills, Walled Lake, Novi, and West Bloomfield. Like, that corner was literally like four corners of these different whatever. But I was in Oakland County. Oakland County is that part of Oakland County was ranked like the sixth most affluent community in all of the Midwest, which means they have more money, which means they can afford more police presence, which means the police response time, even if there was a crime, is like quick, fast, and in a hurry, which means it's more of a crime deterrent because niggas ain't gonna do shit because they know, like, even when it come to robbing stuff or whatever, like professional robbers, not these little dumb motherfuckers, but I'm talking about professional robbers and stuff, you understand how long it takes for the police to do X, Y, and Z. So it ain't even, I can't do nothing out here because if I shoot a shot and before the shell hit the ground, the cops is on my ass. Detroit, it take the police
niggas
2 hours.
Niggas can't do nothing, but if something is done to you as a black person, the response time is totally different.
I'm telling you, they
still come fast. They still come fast, but the outcome is different. Oh, yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
The outcome is different. Yeah, so you still have to be on your P's and Q's, even in the suburbs.
I'm talking about crime, though.
I'm talking about crime too.
Police is police.
There's still crime.
No, and
listen, because I grew up in the suburbs.
Bro,
so yes,
you grew up in Westland.
I grew up in the suburbs.
Westland is basically Joy Road.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that then.
It started to be.
When I was in there, because we were more closer to Canton,
Redford,
than we were closer to the city. So we were on that borderline.
You bought Inkster.
No, I was not. I was nowhere near Inkster.
Nigga, you didn't have to be. All the Inkster niggas would go to Westland and get it popping. The Joy Road niggas moved to Westland and got it popping.
We were Westland, Canton area, so we were more up. We were more suburbanized. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, yes, Detroit is totally different. It's different. I'm saying crime-wise, it's going to happen anywhere you go. Right?
Yeah, if you say so. For the sake of this, because I disagree.
Okay, we can agree to disagree.
Think about it.
Yes, because I know that you have to look out for stray bullets in Detroit, and I'm not saying that.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the differences in
you
suburbs.
Still
your
know
particular,
where you are in the suburbs
your,
too.
Your
you
particular,
gotta watch your back.
Your particular, yes, you do. You're correct in that matter. But your particular suburb that you keep talking about is like was next to the hood, bro. And I only
no,
say that.
No, it was
hold
not
on.
Where I lived at.
Hold
I,
on.
Where I was at was nowhere near the hood.
I understand that, but now it is.
That's what, now.
Let
I'm
me finish.
Talking about then.
Let
when
me finish.
I lived
let
there.
Me finish. Let me finish. That area was never looked at as affluent like that, like that. It may have, hold on, let me finish. Can I finish? There may have been certain pockets, yes, where there was, but now all of those people that were in those neighborhoods moved into that area. Where I was talking about, where I lived, is still affluent. They not, the property and taxes and all that shit is so high that they're not even allowing for niggas to move that far, is what I'm saying. It's all about the quality of, like, the city budgets and all this and that stuff. I get
what you're saying.
That's what I mean.
I get that.
Uh-huh. Agree to disagree still?
Agree to disagree.
All right, then. Okay, this is a question from online. Has there ever been a time where you decided to just not go to bed mad and just agree to disagree? And I was like, that happens often. Sometimes, just like just now. Yeah.
A lot.
Yep. Because I'm right 85% of the time. So, and this is one of those 85% of the times I was right.
I'm sure it's 85% of the time. But okay.
I just said.
Okay, I'm sure it's 85%.
You want me to start pulling up statistics and stuff?
It's not 85%.
According to my maps, it is 85% of the time. Because the other 15%, I'll just be quiet and let you have it.
Okay.
No.
This is the time I'll let you have it, but you're not.
You're not going to let me have it. I'm right. You don't have to let me have it. Anyway. Okay,
if you think so.
Anyway, woman, this is a man's podcast.
I'm sure.
This is a man's podcast. Be quiet, woman.
Uh-huh. But where do you have to go to sleep at? Who makes your food?
Nigga, who keep the roof over your head?
This is me, London, and Hennessy's house.
Here you go.
We just let you visit.
All right, moving on. Speaking of houses, man. So, between Property Brothers and all these other shows on HGTV, we even started watching Cribs a little bit.
No, you started watching
Cribs. Because, man, I could dream big. You don't like Cribs?
No.
Why you don't like Cribs? You don't want to have a fish tank coming out of your closet?
I never liked MTV Cribs when it was on back in the day.
Why not?
Because it was just, these are dumb, stupid, dumb houses. Like,
you got to have money.
Nah.
That's the Oakland County.
But some
money
of it is just stupid. It's not even livable. You don't like, it's not a functional home.
You don't want to have a Hawaiian punch fountain as soon as you walk in?
No. No, I don't.
You don't want to have a ball pit in your backyard so the kids can play in?
No, because then you get lost in the ball pit. Who going to clean all them damn balls?
That's what I'll be saying, too, because the maintenance.
Gonna clean? Because that you got to keep it clean or you're going to jump in, you're going to get SARS and
hold
shit.
Hold on. So if naturally they blow up, and you making trillions of billions of dollars, you wouldn't stay in a house like how Rick Ross got?
Fuck no. That's too damn big.
Why not?
Because
30 rooms?
No.
Indoor pool?
No. Outdoor because this pool? This is the reason why. Nigga, you're gonna sleep in one fucking room. Who the hell gonna be sleeping in the other damn room? You gonna have people come visit and then shit, you gonna have a fucking nigga that you don't know. Like, shit, man, these niggas don't never come down this hall. Yeah. I got this whole damn wing to myself.
You thinking
and
they
then
left.
If they hear you coming, shit, you got 29 other fucking rooms to hide in.
You thinking that they left. Oh, all right, thanks for coming, cousin. So and so whole time this nigga done snuck back in and he live on the other side of the house and he know when y'all gone, so he just sneak and get food
exactly.
And go back.
So fuck no.
There's somebody in room 34.
Not doing that shit.
Room 34, clean up.
And then just think, even if you got a camera and all that, you're bound to see some weird shit on fucking cameras. And nah, that's just too big. Then if you have a dog, then you'll be creeping around the house all the damn time. You have to have two pistols. You got to run around like Laura Croft in your damn house.
You got to have an AK.
I'll be walking like Laura Croft, just pulling your guns out every corner.
But if you're in the suburbs, you won't need to.
You damn sure will need to if you're in the suburbs. Because then you got fucking Edward Scissorhands walking ass coming through your fence and everything.
They do be flocking. Okay, so let me ask you this then. If that 30 rooms is too much, what are some must-haves that you would in your dream home or your ideal home, I would say? What are some must-haves? Like, I know you mentioned to me before, like a chef stove. Do you need a pool? Do you need a two-car garage? Like, what do you need?
So I do have to have, like, a decked-out kitchen with my chef stove.
Okay.
Then I have to have my own gym.
Who the fuck do you think you is?
I have to have
Suzanne
my own gym.
Suzanne Summers?
I don't like going to the gym.
You doing workout tapes?
I honestly don't like going to the gym.
Do you need a full gym or just like a room with a treadmill and some space for you to do your workouts?
I need a full gym. One of each thing that I use. One of each machine that I will actually use.
So you're going to get a stepper?
Yes.
What happens if you got to leave and then you got to move again? Who's going to move the stepper?
Why would I? If I'm buying this house with all this stuff in here, why do I have to leave and move again? That means I am getting, if I get a house that damn big, I'm getting a house where I actually want to go and don't have to move again. Mm-hmm. And so I have to have my gym. Then for me, I honestly want an indoor and outdoor pool.
Who the fuck? Who's going to clean this pool?
That's, if I'm rich, I can pay for the damn pool. Hold on.
So 30 rooms is too much, but an indoor pool and an outdoor pool?
So
you only need one pool. You can only swim in one pool at a time.
No. So it is still one pool, but half of it is covered for the indoor part, and then the other half is outdoor. So it's not
indoor, outdoor. That's just outdoor covered.
No, it's indoor, outdoor.
I guess.
Is indoor out there because the inside is going to be full.
It's just convertible. That's just a convertible pool.
Okay, so whatever. But part of it is indoor for when it's cold outside, and then the other part is outdoor. And then other than that, once I have gym and then my kids' room, my master bedroom, master bathroom.
How many rooms is ideal
for
you?
All I need is four rooms.
You sure?
Four rooms, five? Four bathrooms.
No, five?
No, four. Because I'm not having folks staying with me. Mm.
Yeah, you adamant about that. Get the fuck out.
I don't do that.
All right, so four rooms. What if you have a whole bunch of kids? What if you end up having like nine kids? You gonna make them share forever?
I damn sure ain't finna have no damn nine kids.
Why you doing all this cussing, man?
I'm not doing a lot of cussing. I'm not finna have no nine kids.
All right, what if you got four kids?
Okay.
Everybody can't get their own room?
At the certain time, they won't need one. They won't need their own room.
But what if as they get older and then like, okay, they need their own space. They become teenagers and stuff. You can't keep
making
them.
If they need their own space, then I'll condense my gym down to half, build a wall.
Here you go.
And then they can turn into their own room and bathroom.
Okay, Donald Trump. White power. No, I'm playing. Build a wall.
Or, I mean, shit, if I got like that, I can build on another room in the
house.
Hold
on. You saying all that shit like you fucking Barbara the Builder. You just gonna put your hammer and your leveler out here and you just gonna
start. Shit, I've been watching HGTV. I know how to knock a wall out. You know, hang a beam here, install this beam left there and right there. Put that door in.
Well, you have fun with that. I'm gonna
put the foundation here.
My only mandatory is having a studio room. Like a little studio room so I can record the pod in, be able to chill there, smoke, you know what I'm saying? Play video games, get away from y'all. Little man cave studio room. That's it.
And that can be your studio over the garage.
Oh, see, look, kicking me out the house. Damn, niggas is trying to get me out the house for real. That's what's wrong. Y'all think y'all black women so strong, y'all trying to remove the black man from the house.
Because you need, for your studio space, you need it away from everybody, away from the noise. So if it's over the garage, there you go.
And then when you bringing the kids back from grocery shopping, are we in the middle of the show? All right, y'all, it's another episode of
But we would know when you're recording.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just like right. It is now, we know when you're recording. Yeah, okay. So we don't make all extra type of noise.
Yeah, okay. And then normally, like you said, in the suburbs, if they do break in your house, how do they break in? Through the garage.
Well, you got your guns ready and blazing to go, right?
There you go. So the other thing, too, is because sometimes you don't have to necessarily get a bigger house. You just have to make space in the house that you have, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of that, and because we've moved.
That's where HGTV comes in.
Well, yeah. But notice, I say that because we moved into this new space that we're in now, and we threw a lot of shit away. Because, you know what I'm saying? You realize, like, shit, man, I'm hoarding things, right? Like, I'm not going to have this. And the one regret that I do have, but the mind that I did it with, I'm okay with. But it's like, I don't wear this. I haven't worn this in however long. Throw it away. Because a lot of times, even with clothes, we get stuff, oh, I'm going to wear this when this happens. But if that don't ever happen, then it ain't no need for it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, with me, the only thing was I had those kind of baggier jeans. And they was like a size 34. And I was like, oh, I'm losing weight now. I'm fit. I don't need to wear these. And then I got fat from the baby and I couldn't fit none of my size 32 jeans. I was like, damn, if I could just have a pair of my size 34 jeans, I might make it. Fuck.
Need your chunky man jeans back. Huh?
Yeah. I know you though. You are not a hoarder at all. You will throw shit away with the quickness.
Because
you don't play.
Nah, I'm not finna keep all that shit. That's clutter. Throw that shit out. See? Then you could do that. To go back. This house here on HGTV has the master bedroom, but then they have stairs to go upstairs inside the master bedroom for a den hangout.
I guess. Who gonna hang out up there?
When you don't want to be bothered. I could hang out in my master bedroom den upstairs and do yoga.
Okay.
You ain't gotta come out your room. You got your own patio and everything. Anyways, but hell no, I'm not no damn hoarder. I get rid of shit quick, fast.
You try to throw my shit away.
Because if it's just sitting here, it's like, hey, babe, clean it up. Clean it up. Throw it out. You ain't used it.
I guess.
But, and so what brings us to talking about hoarders, my mama has recently been called a hoarder. Oh, my dad called her a hoarder this week because they had an incident where She has so much shit in the damn closet, and the whole closet shelf and racks just completely collapsed. Mm-hmm. It did it in the middle of the night. They thought somebody was breaking in, but it was the damn shelf.
Because it's the suburbs, you know what I'm saying? It's dangerous in these suburbs.
The whole damn shit failed because she just had so much stuff. And so my dad was like, man, you got to go through all this shit. Mm-hmm. They started going through stuff. She has gifts still from that he bought her. And it was like, okay, if you're going to keep this, put it in a box. Wrap it up, put it in the box, label it. Then she still got clothes and shoes she ain't never even worn that still got tags on it. And she goes, oh, I'm going to wear it one day. He said, if you ain't wore it by now, you better just get that shit and throw it in the trash.
Oh, no. What was the thing you told me that is how you, and you do this? She had brand new towels. It was, brand I'm saving new, this for when we move. She had two bags
of brand new towels. And my dad and sisters go, why the hell we ain't been using these towels? She goes, oh, I'm saving it for when we move.
I don't believe in that. only because, right, remember growing up wise, right? Mm-hmm. At Big Mama house and all this and that, it's always the, and I'm speaking because everybody know, it's always that one room that you can't touch. That you touch.
Can't go in.
And then it's always the good china or whatever. Think about it. Y'all done had numerous family gatherings at your house, and ain't nobody ever been able to use the good china, right? People use paper plates and all of that. So my thing is this. What? You expecting for the mayor? Like, really think about it. Back in the day, the good china was when they used to host them, like, socialite dinners and all this and that, and the city councilman is coming through, or the superintendent. And, oh, bring out the good china, this and that. But as black folks, what are we saving the good china for? We ain't saving it for a family.
It's always thing. Just a look in black folks' house.
And it's just sitting there. Now, you can't run too fast through the living room, because if you knock the china cabinet down or break something, then you're getting a whooping. Because all that stuff is expensive. But it's expensive just to sit there and look at it. It's a status symbol in the ghetto, right? Fine china that nobody can eat off of, or having that fancy couch that nobody can sit on. It's just good to look at. And really, what stuff like that is for is to host people when they come over. But if don't nobody come over, what's the
what
point?
What is it there for?
If we live here, why we can't sit on? We here every day. And you, for companies, oh, come have a sit down. Because even if company do come over, you're going to have them sit out on the back porch in a plastic chair.
And if company do come over, they eating off paper plates and paper forks and even paper cups.
Yeah. So, I'll just leave it there. Anything else on the hoarding thing that you wanted to add? We know you're not a hoarder. We got that. That's very clear.
Nah.
Okay. So Labor Day is coming up, but it happens to fall around the same time as your mom's birthday and then Hennessy's birthday.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a big thing, right? Because dogs are a part of the family. We grew up in the hood where, you know, the dog kind of just be there, had a dog in the backyard, tie it to the fence, get a little house, you know what I'm saying, a little dog house for it, and that be it. But now dogs are part of the family, so we celebrate their birthdays. They get treats, candy. They get
big gifts.
Yeah, you bought. I done seen more shit for the dog pop up in the.
Well, her Chewy gift has come. Her birthday
big
Chewy
ass box.
Box.
Yeah.
And she can't open it until her birthday.
What are you doing for the dog's birthday? I know you got plans.
She's having a paw party.
A party.
A paw party.
What's a party?
It's a paw party. So instead of party,
get the party started.
So it's for dogs. So she has a little kiddie pool. And so she's going to go swimming. She has her little birthday hat. And it's going to be 90-something degrees. So she's going to go swimming in the backyard. The babies can come outside, so they're going to get to see Hennessy. She has a cake. She has doggy cake. She has doggy ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Gifts, balloons. She's just going to have a good old time. And, you know, she likes to howl, and she enjoys her birthday.
Will there be cake?
Yes.
Okay, I'm there.
There's going to be adult cake because it's my mom's birthday, too.
Yeah.
And there's going to be adult cupcakes. So, yeah.
I thought you was about pupcakes. See what I did there, guys?
No, Hennessy has it because, you know, she's just she's a part of this family also.
Yeah.
And since this has been a big year of change for her as well, we still got to, you know, go all out for her birthday this year.
Mm-hmm.
Make her still feel like she's still the little baby.
She is. Speaking of, I got to walk her. Princess London is now waking up. So, Neezy, tell them where they can find your products.
Make sure you go to Instagram at naturally_nay with 2 E's. Don't follow that other person. And then you go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturallynay and get your instant moisture duo.
That other person ain't consistent. Okay.
Nope.
Go to inaudibleruckus.com/shop. We got the championship 5-time championship t-shirts available. We also, the God is Perfect shirts are still there. Y'all make sure y'all can cop those. The franchise mode is still up. I think Good Chemistry is still up there. Go to midnightclubmerch.com to cop some Midnight Club merch. We out here, man. You know what I'm saying? It's another episode of the Skeetos. Minisodes.